time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Good evening, folks. This is Brian Patch, Neil Spencer, and Owen Shane also help setting up tonight. Tonight we have the Salina Lady Bulldogs coming to the Fortside Fieldhouse to take on the Fort Recovery Indians. Salina comes in with a record of 4-14, and our Indians are 15-5 coming into the season. We got a big week coming up here for the Lady Indians. Tonight here, obviously, we have this game. Thursday we have the New Bremen Cardinals coming in with the MAC Championship on the line, and also senior night for our four seniors. And then next week starts tournament for our Lady Indians. So getting down to that point in the season where the Indians want to be playing well. And we got a lot of activities going on here. We'll talk to you about those throughout the broadcast. But wanted to kind of get on air here, get us going, and then we'll take a commercial break. And we'll be back as we have an interview with Coach Allegheny.
From Wayne Street Market, and here are some of the great specials we have for you through Thursday, February the 13th. In our meat department, we have sirloin tip roast for $4.49 a pound and ribeye steaks for $6.99 a pound. And here are some of our special prices on everybody's favorite all around our store, 7-ounce banquet pot pies, 5 for $5. The big bag of Totino's pizza rolls are $5.59. The giant jar of Prego spaghetti sauce, $4.29. And you can get bags of Snyder's, the Berlin potato chips, 2 for $5. Great prices all through the store on these and other favorite items. And don't forget about Valentine's Day. We have a special treat that she's sure to love. Starting on Wednesday, we'll have beautiful long-stem strawberries, freshly hand-dipped with decadent chocolate. And be sure to get a bottle or two of her favorite wine while you're checking out our selection of romantic Valentine's Day cards, all in our produce section. Stop in to Wayne Street Market, grab a cart, and fill it up with specials in all of our aisles. Great prices, great selection, great quality. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that gives you more.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation, orthopedic, and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the industrial park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show with Coach Holly Gann, and tonight we take on the Salina Lady Bulldogs. So talk a little bit about how we're preparing for that, and also a little bit about the what you think about our tournament draw. So Coach Gann, what's your thoughts?
First, Salina Bulldogs, obviously it's a Mercer County team, so they're going to be athletic, they're going to be fast. This week we really just worked on tightening up some things skill-wise that we know we need to work on. So we feel as we're playing good defense, and offensively we keep moving and getting the offensive flow, we should be okay tonight. And then as far as the tournament draw, obviously we drawed a couple weeks ago. We were number one seed, so that was a huge accomplishment. accomplishment for the girls this year, I feel like. And we took that first round bye and went to Lima. We've been to Lima already this year for scrimmages. We had good success in the gym. We already know what it feels like. It's closed on the ends of the gym, which doesn't sound like something that you should be thinking about. But it's, for our shooters, that's sometimes really important to have that same kind of closed feeling. So we will sit the first round. The first round, we're going to play the winner of St. Henry and Lima Perry. So I'm sure next Tuesday we're going to go watch that and see what we're kind of getting into. We clearly already know what St. Henry has to bring. And so we'll play the winner of those guys on Saturday the 22nd at 6:15 there in Lima Bath. And we'll kind of see, you know, Minster and Marion kind of stayed away from us or vice versa. So naturally we knew the MAC teams were going to probably come down to us. I think that was a pretty smooth move by Beth. She was not wanting all the wild cards, the St. Henry, the Knoxville, the New Bremen. She didn't want all the wild card teams. Obviously, we know Minster's pretty transparent with Ivy Wolf, and they feel like that's a pretty good matchup for them as they already beat them once this season. So.
That's our thoughts from Coach Holly Stein. We'll be back with more of the Wayne Street Market pregame show right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Jill Evers from Wayne Street Market, and here are some of the great specials we have for you through Thursday, February the 13th. In our meat department, we have sirloin tip roast for $4.49 a pound and ribeye steaks for $6.99 a pound. And here are some of our special prices on everybody's favorite all around our store, 7-ounce banquet pot pies, 5 for $5. The big bag of Totino's pizza rolls are $5.59. The giant jar of Prego spaghetti sauce, $4.29. And you can get bags of Snyder's, the Berlin potato chips, $2 for $5. Great prices all through the store on these and other favorite items. And don't forget about Valentine's Day. We have a special treat that she's sure to love. Starting on Wednesday, we'll have beautiful long-stem strawberries, freshly hand-dipped with decadent chocolate. And be sure to get a bottle or two of her favorite wine while you're checking out our selection of romantic Valentine's Day cards, all in our produce section. Stop in to Wayne Street Market, grab a cart, and fill it up with specials in all of our aisles. Great prices, great selection, great quality. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that gives you more.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Welcome back again. Brian Patch here with you, and special thanks to Neil Spencer and Owen Shane for getting us set up. If you're wondering how or why we're on so early, there was only two quarters in the JV game, and the Fort Recovery, as I think Salina has had some sickness or illness, but Fort Recovery came away victorious. First quarter went to the way of the Indians with a 7-4 lead, and then second quarter, the Indians outscored the Bulldogs 7-6 to take a 14-18, I guess you call victory in a halftime, but conclude with two quarters. Faith Gruby led the way with 7 points. Grace Guggenbill added four. Alexis Wendell added three for the 14 points for the Indians. Going through these starting lineups right now, if you can hear the voice of the Indians, Harold Feely in the background. First of all, for the visiting Salina Bulldogs, and again, they are 4-14 on the season. They are under the direction of second-year coach Kenzie Rushton. And she was a former player there at Salina, played during the same time period here with Nicole Potcutter, and they also went to Ohio Northern and played together there basketball as well. First of all, number 12, Maria Lutz. She's a junior forward, and they don't have sizes, so apologize about that. Number 14, Kennedy Henry, a junior who's a guard. Number 22, Sydney Howe, who's a senior and a guard. Number 32, Taylor Klingshern. She's a freshman and a guard. And number 40, Emma Holman, who's a junior and a forward. And the rest of their players for the Salina Bulldogs will be kids off their JV team who are all freshmen. So they start one freshman, three juniors, and one senior, and the rest of their bench is going to be freshmen for them for this 4-14 team as they're going through some injuries and illnesses going up against a very obviously talented 15-5 Fort Recovery Indians team. We start for our Fort Recovery Indians. Our traditional lineup, our three seniors, is going to be Brooke Collig, number 15, Val Mullenkamp, 22, Olivia Patch, number 21. And then our two juniors are Ali Vaughn and Kiki Wendell. Kiki's number 20 and Ali Vaughn's number 24. And the Indians control the tip. Kiki Wendell down to the ball on the left-hand side, throws over to Val Mullenkamp, gets it over to Ali Vaughn. Ali swings the ball back over to Brooke on the right-hand side. Brooke swings the ball back over to Kiki Wendell. Val Mullenkamp now has the ball on the left-hand side, looking in for Olivia Patch, throws it across to Ali Vaughn. She takes a couple dribbles, throws over to Kiki in the corner. Indians are being a little patient right now, swinging the ball around the perimeter, get it in to Olivia Patch. Nice little cut down from Brooke Collig, but it's going to be a travel on Brooke. Nice little give-and-go pass from Olivia to Brooke. Looked like the ball was maybe bobbled, but they say Brooke traveled, so we'll go over to the Salina. Indians implement a full court man-to-man press right here. Val is guarding Klingshern. Little run and jump trap. Kiki misses, is still going for it. Salina has the ball on the right-hand side. Is Henry. She drives in baseline side over Brooke Collig and lays it in. Salina takes a quick 2-0 lead. Indians quickly down the floor to Brooke Collig, and she doubles right in front of the officials. So not a great start here for the Indians with two straight turnovers. We Salina ball here on the side. And they had to tie a shoe, so waiting on that to get taken care of. Now they inbounds the ball. Klingshern dribbles down, throws the ball inside. Back out to Klingshern, who's unguarded. Open shot, Olivia Patch with the rebound. Outlets to Val Mullenkamp. Val swings it down quickly to Brooke Collig. Brooke Collig back to Val Mullenkamp. A little ball screen from Olivia Patch on the side. Val hands off to Kiki Wendell, a little 15-footer. No good. Salina retains the possession. Looking to push. Is Howe. Picks up a dribble right across straddling that half-court line. Kiki Wendell with the steal. Should be two. It is. Steal and basket. Kiki Wendell with the Indians on the board. 6:20 to go in the Wabash Mutual first quarter scoreboard. Indians again pick up full court pressure. Brooke Collig is going to be on the ball against Howe. Doing a great job now, moving her feet, making her turn and work. Here comes Ali Vaughn with the trap. Val Mullenkamp's rotating. Kiki Wendell gets a deflection out of bounds. Nice inside hand by Kiki Wendell to knock the ball out of bounds. Will be Salina's ball right at half court line. Again, our on the air a little sooner than we were normally expected because the JV game only went two quarters. And they call offensive foul on Lutz, who tries to set a ball screen. Great head screen by Olivia Patch, and great job by Brooke Colley getting through the screen, and they call it for a moving screen. Looks like they're going to be subbing in here for Salina. And in comes Peyton Berkey, a freshman forward, to replace Lutz, who picked up the quick foul, and that is the first foul of the game, 2 minutes into it. Kiki Window with a great drive, little pull-up jumper. No good. Brooke Colley gets a rebound, loses the ball. Called jump ball, and it will be Salina's ball. So Salina will pick up the ball right now. That's three quick turnovers and four possessions on the Indians. Not the way you want to start this game. Full court man-to-man pressure, and Klingsherm breaks that with ease. Right now, it looks like Salina's going to run a four-round one. Throws the ball inside. Olivia has definitely a big size advantage in there over that one. Olivia gets a little deflection on that drive. Val Mullenkamp with the rebound, coast to coast, up and no good, but they're calling a foul. So Val goes to the free throw line. Foul on number 40, Emma Holman. So Val will be shooting two free throws here. She will go to the Hall Brothers free throw line. Right now it's 5:32 to go in the first quarter, and it is 2-2. First free throw is up and good for Val Mullenkamp. First points of the game for Val. For Salina, they're bringing in Zoe Burns, replacing Kennedy Henry. Second free throw is going to be coming here for Val. Try to increase that lead to four. Good. 4-2. Gives Val 2 points here. Indians lead in the Wabash Mutual first quarter scoreboard. Again, the Indians implementing a four-court press. Salina is struggling to break that. Steal right there from Val Mullenkamp. Ahead to have Ali Vaughn, up and good for a layup. Good assist to Val Mullenkamp. She had a chance to go in and finish it herself and made the unselfish play, throwing it ahead to Ali Vaughn for a layup. Boom. Could have been a foul right there by Val, but they don't call it. We get away with one right there. Salina now breaks the pressure. Holman's dribbling around. Deflected pass out of bounds against Ali Vaughn, so it will be Salina ball. Good defense there by Ali. 6-2 Indians, and Salina's bringing in another sub. Kiara Dirksen, a freshman guard, is coming in. So it looks like Coach Rushton is bringing kids in and out rather quickly here. Played already, have played eight kids. Then for the first 3 minutes of the game, Howell's dribbling against Brooke Colley. Indians obviously should be favored in this one here as a 15-5 team against a 4-14 team. This is one of those games you just want to make sure you get better at stuff. Don't go through the motions. You play hard. You play in yourself right here versus trying to play the opponent. Kiki with an easy steal. Comes down and shoots a left-handed layup and good for Kiki Wendell. And Coach Rushton will take a timeout as the Indians now lead 8-0. And they are on a 8-0 run with 4:26 to go in the Wabash Mutual first quarter scoreboard. We'll take a break and be back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
We're back. Looks like you're going to help out here or what? All right. Darian Sheffer's going to help out. I would have to do it by myself. And he officiated the JV game, so glad to have Darian here to help out. Indians knocked the ball out of bounds, so it will be Salina's ball underneath the basket. It the floor again for the Indians. We have Val Mullenkamp, Olivia Patch, Brooke Colic, Ali Vaughn, and Kiki Wendell. And the Indians get a 5-second count on defense there. Salina turns it over. We'll be Indians ball. Again, 4:14 to go on the Wabash Mutual first quarter scoreboard. Kiki Wendell bringing the ball down on the left-hand side. Ball's knocked away from Kiki from behind. Slider recovers the ball, throws it down. Should be, yep, charge. Olivia Patch takes a charge. That's her second one on the year. Two more charges than I believe I've ever taken in my life. Right, Darren?
I imagine that.
So, nice play by Olivia. The Indians ball. Kiki Wendell has the ball on the right-hand side. Little handoff to Ali Vaughn, who turns the corner. Drives in for Ali Vaughn, shoots it up, and hits the layup. Indians take an 8-point lead right now, 10-2. Indians are trapping full court. Slina is able to break it. Kiki Wendell up on the ball. Throws on the left-hand side to Dirksen. Back up top to Klinscher. Guard by Kiki Wendell. Little body foul. Yep, they're going to call that. It'll be Kiki's first and the team's first. I like having those two-quarter JV games, don't you?
They are absolutely perfect.
I said the same thing when I heard that. We can be home by 8:30 or 8:15 tonight.
That's great.
And that's probably going to be a trend, I would say, in the future with some of these maybe girl sports or maybe even boy sports with a lack of numbers.
Yep, for sure.
Slina is taking the ball out on the side. Has the ball guarded by Val Mullenkamp. Swings the ball over on the right hand side to Dirksen, guarded by Brooke Colley. Dirksen picks up her dribble. Brooke's all over her, as you can imagine. Steal by Kiki Wendell. I think that's her third or fourth of the night. Kiki all the way down for a layup. Up and good. Indians right now lead 12-2. Right now, all shots besides Val's two free throws have come at the layup line. And Salinas takes a 30-second timeout as they're being trapped and ready to turn the ball over. They are taking a full timeout. We'll take one with them, and we'll be right back again. Indians lead on the Wabash Mutual first quarter scoreboard, 12-2, 3:05 to go.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back. Indians again picking up full court pressure. Slina is able to break it for the time being. Bruins has the ball and turns it over off of one pass. Whitney Rammel steals it over to Val Mullenkamp. Val Mullenkamp's dribbling down. Jump stop up and good for Val. Indians take a 14-2 lead. Full court pressure again. 1-2-2, full court trap. Indians trapping the first pass. Slina is able to get it over the second pass, and there sets two more Indians. And another steal for up. Steal from the Indians. Steal right back from the Bulldogs. Bruns goes down, shoots it, and misses a layup. Henry grabs the rebound, kicks out to Howe. Howe for three. No good. Ali Vaughn with the rebound. Pushing in transition. Kicks over to Glenn Holman on the left-hand side. Back up to Ali Vaughn. Ali swings it over to Val. Val dribbles into the paint. Throws up a wild shot. Misses it. Lutz with the rebound. Pushes ahead to Howe. decides to slow it down and bring it back out. Swings the ball on the right-hand side to Henry. Henry's trying to get the ball inside. The Indians have a height advantage everywhere on the floor. They call deflect the ball on Brenna Holman out of bounds to Salina.
I don't know about you, Coach, but the last possession on offense there, I believe Val should have swung the ball one more time to a wide-open field under.
Yeah, that was probably a good look, you know, as you were saying. The other thing is when you drive in there, jump stop and get on balance versus
just throwing up a wild
just
shot.
Throwing a shot up on the run, yeah. That way it's a high-percentage shot. You get on balance and your momentum's not carrying you off like it was. Macy Day does check in for Val Mullenkamp. Macy's guarding Klingstrom on the left-hand side. Good drive by Klingstrom. Throws back out to Holman for a 17-footer. Misses it. Howell gets a rebound. Throws to Klingstrom back up top, who gets deflected out of bounds by Whitley Rammel. So it will be Salina's ball. 14-2 in his lead. 1:48 to go in the Wabash Mutual first quarter scoreboard. Henry's taking the ball out, triggers it into Holman on the left-hand side. Don't know if that's relation to Brenna Holman or not. Hal has the ball up top, and they're calling a hand check on Brenna Holman, which I assume that score maybe dictated that hand check maybe a little bit.
I would assume for sure.
Because that's no different than any other game I've ever seen our guards play.
I was talking to that ref before our game started, the JV game started. He said he had that Trotwood game when they put up 153.
That would have been entertaining.
Yes.
Holman is guarding Howell on the left-hand side. Howell beats her off the bounce, kicks over to Henry, who misses a 17-footer, and Whitley Rimmel gets a defensive rebound, and they call shoving on, who's the call going to be on, Holman?
Looks like it.
Okay, Holman picks up her first foul. He's the Lions' 13th foul. So Macy Day on the floor for the Indians. We have Macy Day, Kiki Wendell, Brenna Holman, Whitley Rammel, and Brooke Collig. And to be honest, Darian, like I say, I'm not too sure my starters would see the floor a whole lot from here on out,
nope,
to be honest.
I wouldn't think.
I mean, I understand they want to get some points and some stats and things like that, but we got a big game on Thursday against New Bremen. We got tournament coming up, which we have a chance to go on a long run. To be honest, they don't need to play in this game. So
you are correct there.
Kiki Wendell, nice little drive-in pass to Whitley Rammel, who shoots a layup. Again, and the Indians are full court pressing, now up 16-2. Trap for the Indians. Salina barely breaks it before the 10 count. Klingstrom shoots a three and hits it from the left-hand side, giving Salina 5 points here in the first quarter. Kiki Wendell's bringing the ball down.
It's a good-looking shot.
Yeah, it was. She's one kid who has some skills and can play here a little bit. I remember watching her play when she was younger, even though she was a freshman. But, I mean, when she was in junior high, right, she could tell she had some skills. We have about 25 seconds. Macy Day's dribbling the ball back up to Brenna Holman. Looks like we're probably going to take one shot here. Brenna handles the ball back to Macy. Macy's dribble weaving here with Brooke and Kiki, Macy and Brenna up top. Working some clock. Kiki has the ball. A little retreat dribble by Kiki, creating some space. Get ready to go here. 7 seconds. Kicks out to Macy Day. Nice driving kick. Brooke Collie gets a rebound, pass into Kiki Wendell, up and good for Kiki at the buzzer. Giving Kiki 8 on the first quarter, 8 in the game, and the Indians lead 18-5. We'll take a break. Wabash Mutual first quarter scoreboard.
Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
We are back here in the Fort Site Fieldhouse where your Lenny Indians just take another wide-open layup by Allie Vaughn. That'll give Allie Vaughn 4 on the night. And the Indians will take a 20-5 lead here in the second quarter. But Collig will get a little foul. Indians still in the full court man-to-man press. Brooke Collig will take her first foul of the night. Number 12, Lutz will check in for the Bulldogs, replacing number 34, Peyton Berkey. Lady Bulldogs got a side out. Your Indians are still in that full court press. Flina will throw it in. Val Mulcamp will come up with a steal. She'll get it over to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn, two dribbles. Kick out to Brooke Collig. Brooke Collig throws it inside to Lily. Lily turns past Allie Vaughn and one. Nice strong move there by Allie Vaughn. Whitley Rammel had the nice pass over to her, and Allie finishes it nicely with a foul. Chance to go to the line for a three-point play. That'll give Allie 8 on the night. 22-5, your Lady Indians lead. Second quarter, 7:35 left to play. Allie Vaughn's free throw is up, and nothing but the bottom of the net. Bulldogs will inbound to number 32, the freshman, Clinchin. She pushes ahead over to number 14, Henry. Henry gets trapped, throws it away, and Howell will come up with it for the Bulldogs, being guarded by Brooke Collig. Over to Clinchin. Clinchin has it, being guarded by Brenna Holman. Over to number 40, Holman. Holman will have it, so swing it over to Howell. Lutz is closing up hard. Kicks it out to number 14, Henry. Gets a ball screen, doesn't do anything with it, over to Lutz. Lutz with a shot fake, over to Howell. Howell has it, looking for Lutz. Bad pass. Bulldogs will still keep it. Over to number 32, Clinchin, 15-foot, up and good. She's a ball player.
Yeah, she. You can tell of their team, she's one kid who has a little bit of skills, and her shot looks nice, and she's got 5 of their 7.
So the Indians will bring the ball down. Val Mulcamp gets the screen from Brenna Holman, goes up 5 feet up, nothing but that. That'll give Val Mulcamp 4 points on the night. Indians 25-7, still in a man-to-man full-court press. Number 40, Holman, has it for the Bulldogs. She'll dribble it up. She'll throw it over to Howell. Howell has it, being guarded by Brooke Collig. Gets a screen from Holman. Throws it over to number 14, Henry. Henry being guarded by Brenna Holman. Clinkstern takes it. One dribble over to Howell. Howell has it back up to Lutz. Nice deflection by Brenna Holman as Henry will come up with it. Flina will call out with some instructions. Get a nice pick and roll. Thought she traveled. No call. Over to Holman. Holman, three-pointer up and no good. Rebound comes down to Clinkstern. Clinkstern, no good. Val Mulcamp with the rebound. Allie Vaughn will bring it down the middle of the floor for the Indians. She'll throw a pass over to Brenna Holman. Brenna drops it. Goes out of bounds. A line of ball. And a few Indians will check in. Hope Wendell, Kira Wendell, and Olivia Patch. And Coach Gann wants to take a 30-second timeout. We'll take one with her and be right back after this.
Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our 3 Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
right, schedule for the week looks like this. The girls host New Bremen on Thursday, and PGW will be doing that. We'll be simulcasting that game with them. This will be senior night, our final regular season game here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse for these ladies. And also, MAC Championship is on the line. That night, Mr. Niekamp and Mr. Oval has decided to make a student appreciation night, Darren. All students get in free to the game and have a chance to win door prizes. So,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is. Trying to get a lot of people out here for senior night and also MAC Championship. So hopefully people come out and support the girls.
For sure, that'll be a good night. Clayton, three-pointer up and no good. Nice box out by all the Indians, and no one just went to go get it.
Yeah, we have a tendency to do that once in a while. Everyone boxes but don't release.
It was a great-looking box. Ball fell right in the middle like it should, and no one gets it. Ball will stay with the Bulldogs. A wild-looking out-of-bounds play. Allie Vaughn comes up with a steal. Allie Vaughn all the way, left-handed layup, up, and the official, I think he bailed her out there.
Yeah, I'm 25-7. I'm not sure you call that. It was a layup that didn't look like she had moved at all. I mean, her momentum was still going out of bounds like she shot it. So it wasn't like, you know, you had a body flop or anything right like that. It was just a missed layup. And I think you thought there's no way she could have missed that layup.
Yep. So Allie Vaughn's free throw rolls around and falls out. Allie's at the line. She's got one more. She's got 9 on the night. Lady Indians lead 25-7 here in the second quarter. Second one is up and no good. The old saying, the ball don't lie.
Yeah.
Clayton will bring it down for the Bulldogs. Being guarded by Brooke Collig. Gets a screen from number 33, Lutz. I would assume they are sisters.
I would assume so, yeah.
Nice looking play. Nice looking play by the Bulldogs. They catch the Indians sleep in the hair, and Olivia Patch will pick up her foul. It'll be her first on the night. 25-7, your Indians lead. 4:59 left to go here in the second quarter.
Also, Friday night, Darren, the boys are traveling to New Bremen, taking on the Cardinals, and Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that one. Bobby Leverett, myself. And then Saturday, we host Fort Laramie, which should be a great weekend for boys action with New Bremen and Fort Laramie. And Fort Recovery Radio and Bobby and myself will be doing that one on Saturday as well.
So hopefully you guys can get over and check out the Indians in New Bremen for a nice Friday night MAC game. If not, tune in to Fort Recovery Radio.
It's going to be that time of year where it's tournament time. Things are getting excited.
Hopefully bring more and more people out.
Yep, we got swim stuff going on, and they qualified. I think we had 6 swimmers qualify. We got sectionals coming up here, senior night, MAC championship night. Boys are coming down to an end. A snowstorm on Wednesday is supposed to hit, I hear.
So it's good to be an Indian right now.
That's right.
Allie Vaughn will bring it up for the Indians over to Wendell. Wendell has it back to Vaughn. Vaughn has it top of the key. Over to Brooke Collig. Brooke Collig gets a three by Olivia Patch. She gets knocked down. No call. Back out to Kira. Kira has it over to Hope. Hope has it. Swings it over to Brooke. Brooke has it. Attacks. Nice post entry to Olivia. Olivia has it. Kicks it out. And Hope just can't quite get there. It'll be a turnover by the Indians.
Not sure who Liv was throwing to there.
Little miscommunication between her and Hope.
First of all, she dribbled and didn't go anywhere with the dribble. So if you're going to dribble as a post player, you better go somewhere with that.
I thought she should have scored with it.
Yeah, she's trying to be too passive.
So number 22, Howe, will bring it up for the Bulldogs. Over to number 24, Dirksen. Holman has it. Back out to Dirksen. Dirksen has it over to Burns. Burns has it over to Howe. Howe gets a pick and roll with Lutz. Doesn't look at her. Back out to Dirksen. Dirksen has it. Over to Burns. Burns back over to Dirksen. Pick and roll. Nothing. Over to Burns. Burns has it. Post entry to Holman. Holman, 7-foot fadeaway. Bank shot. Up and in. Indians will push it quick on the offensive end. Over to Hope Wendell. Hope back out to Allie. Allie 15 feet up and good. I'll give Allie Vaughn, I believe, our leading scorer of the night. That'll give her 11. 27-11, your score. Lady Indians lead. Second quarter, 3:30 left to play. Burns has it, being guarded by Hope Wendell. Over to Holman. Holman has it, being guarded by Allie Vaughn. Back out to Burns. Burns has it, being guarded by Hope Wendell. Back over to Dirksen. Nice read by Olivia Patch as he jumps a pass, gets a steal. Indians will come down and play some offense. Brooke Collig has it. Back out to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn has it. Swings it over to Hope Wendell. Hope over to Brooke. Brooke over to Kira. Kira over to Allie. Allie, nice post entry to Olivia Patch. Good move and one. Olivia Patch, nice fake inside, go baseline. She'll get fouled.
We call that our Rondo move. Fake one way and come back the other.
Do what you got to do. Olivia Patch go to the line. Shooting two. She's looking for her first points of the night. 27-11, your Indians lead. 3 minutes left to play. Olivia Patch, first free throw up and no good. Handful of stubs in for each team. Macy Day, Whitley Rammel, Val Mullenkamp will check in for your Indians. On the floor for your Indians, we have Val Mullenkamp, Whitley Rammel, Olivia Patch, Brenna Holman, and Macy Day.
This is our big package here for the Indians.
I was going to say, this is a big group right here.
Almost our biggest lineup possible with Olivia, Whitley, and Val on the floor.
Yes. Olivia Patch, shoot another one. Second one is up and good. Indians lead 28-11. Klingshirn will bring the ball up for the Bulldogs. Being guarded by Val Mullenkamp. Over to Howe. Howe has it. Over to number 33, Lutz. Over to Klingshirn. Klingshirn picks it up. Over to Dirksen. Dirksen, a three. Up and no good. Whitley Rammel will come down with the rebound. Over to Val. Val pushes. Up to Brenna Holman. And a turnover by the Indians. That's just sloppy turnovers that the Indians really can't afford to have right now, especially against a not a great team like this, but got to take care of the ball.
Well, we were saying, I think probably all fair, this is one of those games you don't want to pick up bad habits going into, one, a MAC final game, a championship game on Thursday, plus going into tournament. This is just a game you could get some bad habits in, and you just don't want to do that. So it's one of those games as coaches I hate to play in, to be honest, because you're upset. You should come out and dominate, win a game, and then kids go through the motions, and you don't usually accomplish a lot, and you kind of get upset with it. So,
yep, I would agree with you right there, Coach.
Salina gets a turnover off of some missed footwork there for the Salina Bulldogs.
Indians will take over. Macy Day went about to Brenna Holman.
Tell you what, having this game, you know, even when we score, there's not a lot of cheering.
No.
Saturday's atmosphere was unbelievable down at Tri-Village.
I heard. I've seen a picture. That place was packed.
Oh, my goodness. They had senior night. Of course, they're ranked. Us and them is always a good game. They don't have too many great games on their schedule. And so, turnover here by Val Mullenkamp up top. But so for them to come down and play us, I mean, that they wanted that game really bad, and it was a great atmosphere. So
a lot of fun. So the Indians will come up with a steal, and then Whitley Rammel will fall down, and she'll get called for a travel.
Great deflection by Olivia. Whitley got it, just got off balance, and Hope is checking in for Whitley.
Yep.
It was one of those games. Liv and Val played really well. Liv, I think, had two threes. Val had two threes. Brooke had a three, all within the first quarter. Like, we were on fire.
Really?
I think we led 18-10 or 18-9 at the end of the first quarter. Problem is they were just a little bit too skilled, too deep, and we just kind of ran out of energy here.
Yep. Burns will have it. Gets a pick and roll with Lutz. Lutz back over to Klingshirn. Nice post entry. Foul before the shot.
Salina did a nice job right there. Worked the triangle a little bit. Got the ball inside out. Picked it back around. Swung it around. Got it back inside.
That was great ball movement by the Bulldogs there. Whitley Rammel will check back in for Olivia Patch.
Yeah, I think Hope went in for the wrong person. Because when she came out, Coach Vaughn started laughing.
And the Bulldogs, I'm not sure what they're doing.
Circling it up. You circle it. If you trail your man, you're open. I've seen that play before.
Lutz, 8-foot shot up and good.
That's what you get out of it. If your man trails you, you're open like that, cutting to the basket.
Indians will take the ball. Macy Day has it, being heavily guarded by Dirksen. Over to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp has it. Long pass over to Brenna Wendell, or Brenna Holman. Brenna over to Macy Day. Macy Day has it. Nice little flare screen. Brenna Holman gets fouled on a jump shot. She'll go to the line shooting two.
I think that might be our first jump shot of the game, besides Allie Vaughn shot a 15-footer.
I think you're right. Everything else has been about 2 feet away.
Yeah, everything else has been layups. So,
Brenna Holman will go to the line shooting two.
All brothers free throw line.
Looking for her first 2 points of the night. First one is up and off the back of the rim. No good. Lady Indians lead 28-13, 109 left to play in your Fowler Mechanical second quarter. Second one is up and nothing but the net. Brenna Holman will take her first point of the night. Lady Indians lead 29-13. Clinkster will have it, being guarded by Mullenkamp. Over to Dirksen, Dirksen over to Lutz. Lutz has it, back over to Klingstrom. Over to Burns. Burns back to Klingstrom. Klingstrom three-pointer up and good.
She is smooth, Darren.
I'm a fan of her. I'm a fan.
She is smooth, quick release. And she's got 8 of their 16, half their points.
Bulldogs pick up the intensity a little bit here.
Pick up full court pressure as well.
Macy Bay will attack over to Brenna Holman. Brenna Holman over to Whitley Randall. Whitley has it. Over to Macy. Macy over to Hope. Hope over to Brenna.
Trying to get Val inside, who has a size advantage in there.
Yep. Val has it. One dribble. Pass inside. Whitley Ramel. A little scoop shot.
Yeah, don't see post players shoot that too often.
No, you do not. So up and no good, Whitley Ramel. Burns, nice post entry. Surprise, there's not a foul.
Should have been a foul. Whitley clubbed her and they didn't call one.
So Hope will pick up the foul now.
Offensive rebound on the backside for Lutz, and Hope hit her.
It's on the line shooting two. 29-16. Slina cut it within 13. First free throw for Lutz is up and no good.
7 seconds to go here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard.
Looks like we got a sub on the table for the free throw shooter. 7 seconds to play. Lutz back to the line. Second one is up and good. Henry will check in, replacing Lutz. Bulldogs will pick him up full court. Macy inbound to Whitley. Whitley, I don't know how that pass got through. That's a good-looking offense right there. So the Indians make good two to three passes right there with zero dribbles and come up with a layup. So the Indians will go into halftime up 31-17. We'll be right back after this.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE2 front-wheel drive with heated seats, sunroof, remote start with 19,000 miles for only $18,500. Also available is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with the heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, 29,000 miles for $17,900. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE2 front-wheel drive with heated seats, sunroof, remote start with 19,000 miles for only $18,500. Also available is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with the heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, 29,000 miles for $17,900. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required. Pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Cooper
Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back here at halftime. And Indians lead 31-17. Quarter scores went like this. Fort Recovery led the first quarter 16-5. And in the second quarter, Fort Recovery got a little sloppy, but also trying some different combinations out there. As you'll see some lineups I'm sure you'll never see all year that you've seen all year or see the rest of the year, I would say. But the Indians did lead that quarter then 15-12 to take a 31-17 halftime lead in the varsity contest. Again, the reason why we're on so early in this game is the JV only went played two quarters, and the Indians won that one as well. We'll get to that here after a break. Leading scorers in the varsity game is Allie Vaughn with 11 points, Kiki Wendell with 8, Val Mullenkamp with 6, Whitley Rammel with 2, Hope Wendell with 2, Brenna Holman with 1, and Olivia Patch with 1. And then we'll take a quick break. We'll be back and get your recap on the JV score.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Around here, we welcome a slower pace, except when it comes to internet speed. Wabash provides fiber-fast internet you can rely on, backed by local customer service. From email checkers to video streamers to hardcore gamers, we have just the right speed for you, up to 1,000 megabits. If you need an upgrade or just have a question, get in touch with Wabash at 419-942-1111 or online at wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
All right, and we're back here on the halftime show. Cooper Farm halftime show. And a recap here, JV scores. JV won in a shortened game as they played just one half. Fort Recovery led at the end of the first quarter 7-4 over Salina Bulldogs. In the second quarter, Fort Recovery outscored Salina by 1-7-6 to take a 14-8 win. Faith Gruby led the way with 7 points. Grace Guggenbiller added 4 and Alexis Wendell 3. Well, Darian, saw yesterday that the 7th grade boys lost to Minster, who was the number one seed in the tournament for the junior high boys. And then also the 8th grade, I believe, lost on Saturday in a very close game. Was it Versailles by 2?
Yes.
So give us a little recap of the boys' junior high season.
So the 7th graders ended regular season with a record of 7-9. Not quite 500, so we went in the tournament, got a pretty good draw. We picked up Versailles in the first round. We get Versailles on Saturday morning by 1 without our leading scorer all year, who was Eli Leonard. He was puking all day Friday and Saturday, so he was not with us. So we found a way. We got a 1-point win. The afternoon, the 8th graders traveled over to Minster for a matchup with Versailles, who we beat by 8 at their place in the regular season. And it was back and forth the whole game. And they got a layup with 30 seconds left, and we did not score after that. So we took a 42-40 loss in the 8th grade game. Really a heartbreaker because with 18 seconds left, we got a jump ball in our possession and a turnover out of them with our ball. Two different out-of-bounds plays that we missed three-point shots on. So a heartbreaker there, really, for them. But a great year for them 8th graders. That class definitely has a ton of potential in that class. I know a lot of people are talking about the 8th graders. You got a lot of good kids in there. And Rex Leverett, great shooter. Hopefully he comes out. I know he just broke his wrist at Marion Local a couple weeks ago. So
you'd probably think, too, just knowing those kids, if he was playing, that probably makes a little difference in that game.
For sure, because especially our 1-3-1 in that is so nice to have because they're so long in that 8th grade class, and Rex is even a shooter on the offensive end, and so not having Rex definitely hurt us a ton, but gotta find a way. We didn't do that, and Versailles takes us and beats us by 2. I just got an update that Versailles 8th grade just won by 2 tonight also. So that hurts, too, because I know that should have been us. But then the 7th graders travel over to St. Henry against the number one seed, the Minster Wildcats, who were 17-0 on the year. We travel over there. We were down 13-2 after one. So not the first quarter I wanted us to start. They have a coach's son, the transfer from Troy. You know who I'm talking about? He's a stud, transfer from Troy, plays football and basketball over there at Minster. We box in one team because he's a stud. He can shoot anywhere on the floor. We boxed him, held him to 6, but it wasn't quite enough for us. We held him to 6 points in the entire second half. They had 1 point in the third and 6 points in the second, and we had way too many turnovers in the fourth quarter and cost us the game.
Talked to the kids a little bit today at school, though. They were pretty happy with their effort as far as fighting back, you know, being down by 13 at the first quarter, and then I think it was, 11-13 and a half?
Yep, and 13 and a half.
Yeah, and they had a chance to kind of, you know, for 7th graders especially, they have a chance to fold. So for them not to do that and to continue to battle back, obviously that says a little bit about you as a coach and getting them to buy in to continue to compete. It says a lot about those kids as well as continue to fight. So
for sure, and especially in that 7th grade class, there's not a ton of scorers in that class. So I've told them all year, you just got to out-hustle teams, out-tough teams, stuff like that. And like you said, they've really bought into that this year. And I've got kids that beginning of the year, I don't think I would see them on the floor for a loose ball. And I got bodies all over the place. So it's definitely great to see as a coach.
That's awesome. Getting ready to start the second half here. For coming down to the end of the year here, Fort Recovery, we did get the one seed in both boys and girls. I'm not sure how often that's ever happened. The girls do open up tournament play on Saturday, February 22nd at 6:15. The boys game that night will be moved up earlier to play Van Buren and former Indian Tyler Niekamp. And we will be playing at Lima Bath again at 6:15. And then for the boys, we will be playing Friday, February 28th at 6:15 at St. Mary's. So
the Indians get an early steal already. Brooke Collig up and no good. Kira Wendell comes up with the rebound. And she just throws it away also. Dirksen will come up with a ball for the Indians. Brooke Collig will come up with it for the Indians now. Brooke Collig will slow things down, being guarded by Lutz. And Brooke is fouled by the number 32, Taylor Klingshirn, freshman.
Sloppy start here to the start of this.
That was hard to watch right there at 30 seconds. So the Indians will take the ball out of bounds. Allie Vaughn will take it. Slano will have an early sub, 33 seconds into the quarter. Holman. So number 34, Peyton Berkey will check in for the Bulldogs. Allie Vaughn has it. Inbound over to Brooke Collig. Brooke has it. Dribbles left. Little back door, maybe? Nope. Kicks back out to Val. Val over to Allie. Allie attacks left. Kick out to Brooke Collig. Brooke Collig over to Libby Patch. Liv over to Val. Little pick and roll action. Val takes it. Swings out to Allie. Allie, nice post entry to Liv. Liv is blocked by number 32, Clincher. over to number 22, Howell. Howell will bring the ball up for the Bulldogs. Over to Clinchin. Clinchin has it over to Lutz. Lutz has it over to number 22, Howell. Howell has it back out to Henry. And Brooke Collard jumps it real nicely. Comes up with a steal. Up and no foul. No foul. So Brooke Collard misses the right-handed layup.
Missed two layups to start here.
Yep. Howell will slow things down for the Bulldogs. Howell has it. Little pick and roll. Kicks it out to Henry. Henry has it. Thought about a three. Doesn't use the pick from Lutz. And Brooke Collard will come up with her third steal in the third quarter. And we're not even 2 minutes in. Push ahead. Allie Vaughn up. And another missed layup. Jeepers creepers. Clinchin brings it down for the Bulldogs. Over to Lutz. 15 feet away. Up. No good. Rebound Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn has it. She'll dribble it down the middle of the floor. She'll throw it over to Brooke Collard. Brooke Collard goes right around her defender. And gets a foul.
Little rugged. Little rugged right here.
A little bit. So Brooke Collard go to the line. Looking for her first points of the night.
Hopefully she can capitalize on the Hall Brother free throw line. That's something this team has not been all that great at all season long, is free throw shooting.
That sounds like my seventh graders.
Sounds like a lot of people.
Yeah, it does.
Brooke does hit that one. Gives her her first points of the night. Think about that, all those steals and layups, and that's her first points.
Brooke go to the line for a second. The second one is up and nothing but the net.
Good job, Brooke.
That'll give her her first two. 33-17, 5:50 left to play here in your Fort Kemp excavating third quarter. Number 24, Dirksen, handling it for the Bulldogs. Clinchin pick and roll. Nothing. Over to Henry. Henry has it over to Dirksen. Pick and roll with Lutz. Nice hedge. Over to Clinchin. Clinchin quick first step. Loses it. Little 7-foot shot up by Peyton Burkey. Up and good. Allie Vaughn has it. Brings it down for the Lady Indians. She attacks hard left. Kicks out to Kira. Kira has it over to Val. Val has it back over to Kira. Kira goes right around her defenders. 8-foot stop and pop up and no good. Val will pick up a silly foul.
And it looks like the Indians are going to pick up some full court pressure here. One of those things where we're not playing very well, very sharp right now, and I'm sure to start off we played half court man, so the thought was, hey, let's just get better at man, you know, let's win this game, get good at man, and let's get better at something tonight.
Yep.
Instead we have to go back to pressing because we're struggling right now. We want to try to blow this thing open, and so we're picking up the pressure, and Lana takes a quick 30 second timeout. We'll take one with them and we'll be right back.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
So you're telling me this story at Trotwood, they score 153 points and they continue to press the most of the game, you say, right?
Yeah, he said they pressed the entire first half and still trapped in the second half.
So the official says, hey, we're going to start calling fouls.
He said anytime they touch someone, they call a foul.
So how do they discuss that as an official?
It's really like me personally, I do the same thing. If a team is going to continue to press up 30, I'm going to call a foul anytime they get touched.
Right there, we got a steal by Kiki Window on this end. Throws ahead to Val Mullenkamp, who misses a little 5-footer. Goes out of bounds on the Indians. Yeah, so do you guys all get together? Do you think they all got together and discussed that?
He said they did not. He said
they all just decided, hey, let's just do this. You said, just official, it's an unwritten rule. You just know to do it.
Right, yep.
Okay.
Especially because, I mean, sportsmanship, you're not trying to
embarrass people.
Yeah, so, and like he was saying, Trotwood's going to have a hard time finding people to play them.
Well, that's why they got kicked out of the GWAL conference.
Yep.
Indians with a steal here, and Ali Bond goes down and lays it up. Olivia Patch gets the steal, throws ahead to Kiki Wendell. Kiki throws to Ali, and Ali shoots a layup. Right now, besides free throws, I think we've shot two outside shots. The rest have been in transition in the old layup line there, Darian.
Yeah, so I guess that's a positive.
Yeah.
Don't want to settle for jump shots if you don't have to.
Problem is we've struggled at our layups tonight.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
It's a 35-19 in the lead here in the Ford Cup excavating third quarter scoreboard. 4:06 to go.
Number 14, Howell has it. She just heaves it. Berkey come up with it for the Bulldogs.
Don't foul. We get a 10-second count. There we go. 10-second count is called.
Yep.
Great trap by the Indians.
Yes, it was really good. I don't think Salina wanted to burn another timeout. She's already burnt three.
She got two left.
Yep. Probably wants to take them into the fourth with her. Kira Wendell has it over to Ali Vaughn. Ali Vaughn over to Val Mullenkamp. Val thinks about a three. Dribbles, takes a couple dribbles. Back out to Vaughn. Vaughn gets a pick and roll with Olivia Patch. Goes back to the left over to Val.
Liv had a perfect seal up.
Oh, we had it too. Over to Macy Day. Macy has it. Gets a pick by Kira. Over to Val. Val back out to Kira. And goes right through Kira's hand. Turnover Indians.
One of those that she just kind of lost focus. She was thinking about her drive before she caught the ball.
She definitely wanted to go right baseline when she caught that ball.
Her defender was giving her the right baseline. Her eyes were big, and she was ready to go, and just got to catch it first there, Keith.
Yep. So Indians will stay in the full court press.
Brenna Holman checks in for Val Mullenkamp. Whitley Ramel checks in for Olivia Patch.
They get them into Clinchin. Clinchin being guarded by Kira Wendell.
Great hustle by Kiki, knocks it away and dives to keep it in bounds.
That's what you love to see out of a kid. You know, they're up big right now, and you still got bodies flying on the floor. The game means something to them.
Absolutely. Whitley Ramel with the layup.
Clinchern has it. Over to Howell. Howell has it. Another steal. Macy Day will come up with this one. Back out to Vaughn. Vaughn takes a couple dribbles over to Macy. Macy has it. Back out to Allie. Allie goes left. Throws it over to Kira. Kira's going to pull things out and get the Lady Indians settled down.
This is one of those things, if I'm on offense, I'm saying, hey, we're making five passes before we get a shot, and we're going to be sharp with our stuff. Like, right now, we can get a layup almost any time we want.
Yep.
Get better at something. Like, we need to get better right here against our offense, because someone we're going to play in tournament, which is going to be a MAC team, is not going to allow us just to go shoot layups.
Nope.
Ali Vaughn gets a turnover, so we'll be slaying a ball.
So Howell have it for the Bulldogs over to Lutz. Lutz has it back over to number 22. Howell back out to Clinchern. Clinchern and Lutz will do a pick and roll. Back over to Lutz. Three-pointer up for Lutz. Up and off the back of the rim. Macy Day comes up with a rebound. Macy Day will bring it down the right side of the floor. Pass ahead to Brenna Holman. Brenna Holman, three-pointer up and good. Brenna Holman will have four on the night. Lady Indian lead 40-19. Lob pass from Lutz to Lutz. Whitley Ramel with a block. Lutz gets her own rebound.
And she misses a little three-footer. Gets a tied-up jump ball with Whitley Ramel and Lutz. Indians retain possession.
Right there, Whitley's guys got to be strong with the ball and find a guard.
Yep. Brooke Collick checks in to replace Ali Vaughn, and Hope Wendell checks in to replace Kiki Wendell. So we got Whitley Ramel, Hope Wendell, Brooke Collick, Brenna Holman, and Macy Day. And to be honest, I'm not too sure I would throw my starters back in.
Yep, I like this lineup right here.
I would let these girls play, and if anything, throw some JV kids in there with Grace and Faith and Elena, and let Brooke have a seat. Let those kids also be good teammates and support your teammates and cheer them on. And
for sure.
Don't get hurt and play Thursday night.
Hope Wendell, nice attack. Over to Brooke Collick. Brooke, nice dish down to Whitley Ramel. Whitley Ramel up and good for a nice, easy layup. Assist, Brooke Collick. Good-looking basketball right there. Number 24, Dirksen has it. Back out to Holman. Holman has it. She picks it up. Clincher will go back door. Misses a layup. Gets her own rebound. Misses another layup. Gets her another own rebound. Ball will go about out on the Lady Indians.
One thing that I noticed now that we're getting beat on a couple times for missed layups here by Klingshirn is Brooke Colley gets backdoored a lot because she overplays.
She's so aggressive
on the ball. She overplays it. If you ball fake her, you can get a layup almost any time you want.
Probably. So Brooke still guarding Klingshirn. Macy Day, nice deflection. Ball will stay with the Bulldogs.
Great inside hand by Macy Day on the defensive end.
Coach Hubbard would be very proud right there.
Flick and finish, Darian.
That's
Flick
Coach Hubbard right there. Number 24, Dirksen will take the ball out for the Bulldogs. Into Howell. Howell has it. Klingshirn.
Has been called for two hand checks in this game.
I noticed that out-of-bounds side-out play for Slinon. I really like that.
Our boys do that. Grant. We get Grant coming on. A little misdirection off of one side.
Yep, I love that. Yeah. I love that.
You fake the double screen on one. You get a misdirection play, and it's back on the other side. That's where Grant comes off that baseline screen. I like it, too. Klingshirn up and in over Brooke Colley. That's a power move.
Yeah, kind of bullied the senior Brooke Colley there.
Yeah, as a freshman. Nice move. She's got 10 of their 21.
Yep. Brooke Colley to bring it down for the Indians over to Macy Day. Macy Day has it, being guarded by Dirksen. A little flare screen by Brenna over to Brooke. Brooke has it. Nice inside pass over to Whitley. Back out to Brooke. Brooke throws it over to Hope. Hope has it top of the key. Kicks it out to Brooke in the corner. Brooke drives. Kicks it back out to Hope. Hope has it over to Brenna. Brenna has it. She'll attack over to Macy Day. Macy Day, three-pointer in the corner. Up. No good. And Klingshirn will come down with the rebound for the Bulldogs.
12 seconds.
Howell has it. Being heavily guarded by Brooke. Pick and roll. Good job, Whitley. 5, 4, 3, 2. Brooke Colley got the buzzer. 2-point basket. A great hedge out there by Whitley Rammel. Slina was not expecting that. Comes up with a steal. Couple dribbles, couple passes down, and the Indians will take a 2-point basket. Your Lady Indians lead 44-21 in that third quarter for Camp Excavating. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Get ready to start the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians lead 44-21. Indians outscored the Salina Bulldogs in that quarter 13-4. And
I'm not sure what the officials are discussing here.
She didn't report in time before the buzzer. You got to report before that horn goes off, as you know.
Yep.
But explain it to the public. You got to report to those horns when those buzzers goes off. You have to be in there, report before the last buzzer. If you don't, then you got to wait.
Yep.
And that was kind of the deal they were checking on there to see when she reported in.
So, 44-21, if you're just tuning in with us. Lady Indians with a nice little lead for them. Fourth quarter. Thank you to Fort Recovery Insurance for sponsoring it. 44-21, 7:35 left to play, and the Bulldogs will turn the ball over. They'll give it to the Indians.
A little full court pressure here implemented by the Bulldogs.
A little bit.
Token.
Allie Vaughn has it, and our starters are back in. Brooke Colley has it. Gives it over to Val. Val has it over to Allie. Allie has it. Back out to Brooke. Brooke has it. Post-entry Olivia Patch. Olivia Patch, 5-foot fadeaway. Up and hits every part of the rim and rolls in. That'll give Liv her third point of the night.
That touched it all.
That did. Brooke Collig with a little pressure on Hal. Hal has it over to Klingsher, and Klingsher over to Lutz. Lutz has it. Back over to Hal. Hal gets it. Over to Klingsher, and Klingsher drives. Nice right hand, up and no good. And a jump ball. I like this girl.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. She's got some nice skills. She caught it, went around Val like she was in quicksand there.
Yeah, I'm a fan of her for sure. Only a freshman, too. Missed her own rebound, goes after the senior Val Mullenkamp and gets a jump ball.
She's got some toughness to her.
Yes, she does. A little grit.
Plays with a little chip on her shoulder,
yes,
too,
she
like
does.
She's a little mad.
As I would be, too. Macy Day has it over to Val. Val has it in the corner being guarded by Klingsher. Over to Kira Wendell. Kira Wendell over to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn has it pick and roll with Liv over to Macy. Macy has it back out to Liv. Liv over to Kira. Kira attacks over to Macy Day. Macy Day taps right over to Val. And it's stolen by Klingsher. Klingsher has it right-handed. Up and no good. Rebound, Macy Day. Macy Day pushes ahead to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn, nice pass over to Liv. Liv comes down with a two-point basket. Great pass by Allie Vaughn over there to see that Liv had her on her front side and lobbed it over for a nice basket.
I think Liv thought she was going to go try. And she was trying to seal. She was trying to seal her up for a ball screen.
So Holman has it. Over to Klingsher. Klingsher has it in the corner being guarded by Val Mullenkamp. Pick and roll with Lutz. Picks the ball up. It's dead. Over to Holman. And, yep, we'll get a foul on Allie Vaughn. That'll be her first of the night. Allie Vaughn, our leading scorer for your Lady Indians with 13. Number 22, Val Mullenkamp with 6. Number 21, Liv Patch with 5. Number 20, Kira Wendell with 8.
He got all those in the first quarter.
Yes, she did. And she hasn't scored after.
She hadn't really played a whole lot, really, you know, they're trying to get some other kids in, being
right.
Not big, but.
So, Klingsher will check out for the Bulldogs.
This will be interesting.
Let's
see what we do here on a run.
Burns has it into Holman. Holman has it, being heavily guarded by Allie. Ball is dead. Allie has it, being guarded by. And Holman will attack nicely. And goes right by Allie Vaughn. And pick up a foul. Allie picks up quick two fouls. So that'll send Holman to the line for two free throws. Looking for her third and fourth point of the night. First one for her is up and nothing but net.
Good looking shot.
It was a nice looking shot. Whitley Rammel will check in for the Indians, replacing Val Mullenkamp.
You're up 26 with 5:43. You pull the starters here?
Yes.
I think so, too. Or at least start filling them out one by one or something.
Yep. And second one by Holman is up and nothing but the bottom of the net. Inbound to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn being guarded by Burns. Over to Macy Day. Macy Day has it. Gets a pick and roll with Liv. Doesn't use it. Over to Wendell. Wendell throws it over to Vaughn. Vaughn attacks right. Macy Day got to go in there. Macy Day, three-pointer up. No good.
One thing coming off those ball screens. One thing I think is a great look off those ball screens, because we set a ton of ball screens. Hit the person off the ball screen. When you dribble away, you drag that post defender with you who's hedging, and then you throw back to that post who's popping off of it, and you got a drag screen for a three, or you can catch it and put it on the floor.
So Lutz will handle the ball for the Bulldogs. Over to Holman. Holman being guarded by Patch. Over to number 14, Henry. Holman. Long three-pointer up. Nice box out by Allie Vaughn. She'll have it for the Indians. She attacks nicely over to Kira Wendell. Thought about a three. Doesn't use it. Over to Macy Day. Macy Day over to Liv Patch. Liv Patch has it on the outside. Goes over to Kira Wendell. Kira Wendell 15 feet up and good. Kira's first 2 points since the first quarter. That'll give her 10 on the night. She hits double figures. Burns will have it for the Indians. Over to number 40, Holman. Holman over to Lutz. Lutz has it, being guarded by Whitley Rammel. Over to Burns. Burns has it. Over to number 14, Henry. Henry has it. Over to Harris. Harris looking at the basket, being guarded by Vaughn. Over to Holman. Holman, three-pointer up.
About
bank the three, but in and out. Macy Day pushes hard for the Indians. It's a long pass for Macy right there.
Especially across court.
Yep.
turnover in the innings. So Whitley Ramel with a nice box out. She draws a foul on number 12, Lutz.
Of Indians here check in. We've got Elena Evers, Hope Wendell, Whitley Rammel, Brenna Holman, and Macy Day on the floor. Allie Bond and Olivia Patch and Kiki Wendell all leave the game. So our starters are out. We got our subs here. Our second group of 10 is in with the last 4 minutes to go here in Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. 23-50 Indians lead.
Brenna Holman being pressured by Burns. Kicks it across. Not quite. Over to Brenna. Brenna has it over to Macy. Macy back over to Brenna. Brenna over to Hope. Hope has it. Over to Elena. Elena has it over to Brenna. Brenna, nice post entry to Whitley.
This is one of those things for the future for the Indians. Whitley caught it in the block, and you can see the process going through. Hope Wendell shot it, looked like out of bounds.
3 seconds.
Oh, 3 seconds. I'd say she shot it, behind the backboard, but Whitley got 3 seconds. But you could tell the process was going with Whit of what do I want to do here?
Yep.
And that's just, she hasn't played a lot of basketball, you know. And so for her to get that repetition of when I catch it, my defender's on my backside, on the bottom, where am I going?
Yep.
She's on the top side, where am I going? This is one of those things. She's got to get a lot of reps.
Yep, for sure.
And, you know, that's, she's been kind of up and down. And the bad thing about, you know, for her is she's not getting a lot of post touches. When she is, it's usually when there's no defender on her. She just has to go laid in for a layup. Now she's got to be able to learn how to play with her back to the basket and her man's on her hip. What move can she make?
Yep, feel where that defender is and go from there.
And for her to be a force, which for this team moving forward, she's going to have to be a force and someone who can get some touches inside. And maybe not next year as much, but the following year when she's a senior, you know, with some of our, a lot of experienced guys are leaving. So
Brenna Holman kind of lazy with it. Burns will get a steal, misses a layup, and Salina follows it very nicely. And that'll go to number 45.
She's not even on the roster.
She played in the JV game, I remember. But yes, I did not see her on the roster either. Hope Wendell with a nice backdoor.
Great read by Macy Day and Hope
Wendell. Yeah, it was. That looked good. Clincher goes up for the hammer. And hammers Hope. So Hope will go to the line to shoot, too.
She brought a little frustration on that swing.
That for sure.
She was not letting her get that ball up.
So Hope will go to the Hall Brothers free throw line shooting, too.
2:33 to go in the fourth quarter here for Recovery Insurance.
Up Hope. And good. They've been solid from the free throw line tonight.
Yeah, we've only missed four.
So Hope will go back and she'll get another one. I've never heard of this quiet in here. Hope, second free throw is up and good.
Not even in practice.
Nope. So number 30, Harris will have to control it.
Oh, nice little split.
Ooh.
They go set a ball screen. She splits the defenders on the hedge. Got called for a foul. And Grace Guggenbiller. Gruby checks in, replacing senior Macy Day.
And the JV team is out there. Faith Gruby, Grace Guggenbiller, Elena Evers, Brenna Holman, and Hope Wendell. And here's this play coming.
Oh, great hustle by Brenna Holman getting
on
the floor.
Yes, it was.
Faith Gruby getting a deflection there.
Over to Clinchering. Clinchering has it. Has it over to number 25, Burns. Burns has it over to Harris. Harris and Lutz go pick and roll. Lutz has it, one dribble before the shot. Gotta be.
Ooh. Calling two.
Go two. So foul will be on, who'd they call that on?
Hope Wendell.
Hope Wendell.
By the way, I know you were probably busy Saturday, but see Bob Knight return to Assembly Hall.
I did see that. I seen videos everywhere on that.
Good free throw there for Salina. That's pretty cool, I think.
It was. It was pretty neat. Great atmosphere in there. Lutz will step back to the line to shoot her second. Second one is up and nothing but the bottom of the net.
Those two look good.
Yes, they do. 2 minutes left to play here in your Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Faith Gruby has it over to Brenna Holman. Brenna back out to Faith. Faith has it being guarded by Harris over to Grace Guggenbiller. Grace has it over to Hope. Hope has it. Little handoff to Brenna. Miscommunication, and they're going to turn it over. So Klingstrom will control the ball for the Lady Bulldogs. Klingstrom has come down, being guarded by Faith Gruby. Over to Lutz. Lutz has it. Klingstrom goes back door, loses it, and it goes out of bounds. Indian ball. Nice back cut, or back door there by Klingstrom, though. Nice read. Really a fan of Klingstrom. She's only a freshman. Got a nice body size. Plays with a little chip on shoulder. And has a nice looking shot.
But Salina only has, on a 4-14 team, they only have two seniors, and one is not dressed tonight. And then they have a couple juniors, and then the rest are freshmen. So you got a chance to bell, hopefully, for the future for them. And Coach Rushton, which, you know, I know her pretty well. So hopefully, you know, she's a nice coach and a great person. Good shot there by Brenna Holman. So hopefully she can build something for the future for the Salina Bulldog team.
For sure. Klingstrom has it. Under one to play, 54-27. Into Lutz. Lutz has it in the paint, being guarded by Grace Guggenbiller. Grace Guggenbiller does a nice job walling up. Up and no good. Grace will double dribble, and she knew it as soon as...
That was one of those. She stopped and hit the ball to the official before he even blew the whistle.
She knew it was coming.
She was too nice. She's got to keep going on that.
Got to sell it.
Got to sell it there, Grace.
So Klingstrom will have it. She'll inbound it to Burns. 35 seconds left to play. Burns has it. Over to Harris. Harris has it. Back over to Lutz. Lutz is being guarded by Grace. Over to number 45. As she loses control, Grace Guggenbiller will come up with a steal. Pushes ahead a little bit.
Too much there to Hope. Threw it out of bounds. She was almost, I was almost one of those plays there, and I'm watching, I'm almost yelling at the girl myself. Go back door, though, on this end.
Yeah.
Because she was like ball faking on the perimeter.
And they just stood there and looked at each other.
Stood there and looked at her. It was almost like, hey, she wants you to go back door.
So Klingstrom will control it, being guarded by Faith. Picks it up over to Lutz. Lutz, three-pointer up and off the back of the iron. Klingstrom comes down with a rebound. Throws a layup up and no good. And that'll be your final. Your Lady Indians take a win, 54-27. Make sure if you cannot make it to the game on Thursday, tune in to Fort Recovery Radio. And until this, we're going to take a few commercial breaks, and we'll come back and talk a little bit about the game. We'll be right back after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here with Darian Sheffer, Brian Patch, and Coach Holly Gann. Get ready to come up, grabbing a Mike here. All right, now, Coach, this is big time because you got Darren here, so.
Oh, man. I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
If he's here, then why do I even need to come up? He knows it all, right?
Because he doesn't know anything.
That's right, I don't.
Well, Coach, in a game like this, first of all, congratulations. What do you take away in a game like this?
You know, it's another day to be better, so we're just blessed to be able to have the opportunity to get to play today, and, you know, halftime it went to the girls, and obviously I don't think it was a speech they were probably waiting to hear, because I was just like, hey, we got to get better every single day, and that every single day includes now. So we really talked about tightening up our defense a little bit, getting in the passing lanes, trying to take a risk on some things. I feel like we're sagging a little bit on some of our defense, so I was like, hey, you got to take a risk and put yourself in a position to fail, and unfortunately, you do have to fail sometimes in order to get better. So we had lots of conversations, and unfortunately, fortunately, I'm not really sure which way it goes, but we know that Thursday we're going to have to play, and we needed to treat the second half of this game as us focusing on some things we know we have to work on and an opportunity to get better. And we came out, I thought those things that we tried to narrow in on looked a lot better today, and we obviously got the win, and that's really important, and we got one more game to go, and we're ready to go.
So what did you take away from Saturday? Obviously, you know, this was kind of a mismatch here in this game. But Saturday, we didn't have a chance to talk to you. And I thought, you know, the atmosphere, two great teams going at it. What did you take away from that game?
You know, Saturday, you're exactly right. That atmosphere was amazing. Tri-Village packed it in. And, you know, when we did too, we had a nice little supportive section like we always do. It was loud. They couldn't hear me. I couldn't hear them. We got off to a great start. You know, we had a nice lead there. We held composure in spots that we wanted to. We tied it up late, 40-40. And, you know, the bottom line is we just didn't finish. They made big plays when they had to make big plays, and we didn't. So with that being said, that atmosphere is something very special. So I'm hoping we can bring that here on Thursday as well, for these girls that have been working hard all year. Tri-Village game, obviously another great team. We know that. I wouldn't be afraid to play them again. I think we saw them this summer. I actually thought they looked a lot crisper and fresher over the summer than I thought when we did this time around. So I'm not afraid. Great team. Clearly, we, like I said, we just need to finish at the end. But again, another opportunity to learn from that. Did we take good shots late in the game? Probably not. We took contested threes. We took hard drives to try to score on. So those are things that we can take away and take a look at that last quarter and say, hey, look, this is where we had an opportunity to make some big plays, and we just didn't. How can we fix that and move on?
Got anything?
Nope.
Just sitting there?
I'm just saying, I talked for 10 minutes, so there's no other room to talk here.
You guys shot pretty well from the field early in the first half. What do you think was the difference in how you girls shot from the field in the second half?
So first half is better than the second, is that what you're telling me? Because I don't
know. Unofficially, yeah, I think you guys are 13 of 18.
Well, obviously we also took our press off at some point, so I just think the pace of the game, we're used to playing a little faster. That press keeps us on our toes and honest. I think that pace is really huge. We controlled the game tempo, I thought, the whole way, which is usually a pretty positive thing. So obviously when we wanted to slow down, it slowed down. When we wanted to pick it back up, we picked it back up. So as a coach, controlling the game tempo is probably really important for a game like this, especially. Obviously those girls, all 13 of them, come to practice every day and work really hard, so we were making sure we are getting lots of opportunities to sub and keep our legs as fresh as possible for Thursday.
Given the gravity of Thursday's game, it could be easy to overlook a game like this. How did you keep the girls focused on
We skilled-builded, and I mean, it's just working on the foundations of basketball. So we're still working on defense, we're still working on hedging and recovering, we're still working on when do we switch, when do we hedge, we're still working on all those foundations of basketball every single day in practice, and we just keep telling ourselves, if we're going to control the things we can control, if we're doing those things right, then it doesn't matter what they do. So those are our foundations. We talked about Salina very briefly, no more, no less than we do any other team, and so tomorrow we'll talk about New Bremen a little bit, but usually our scouting reports come about, I don't know, 4 minutes before the game. We know our players. These girls have played with some of the players for years and years to come. They know them. They're on teams together. So we try to keep it pretty low-key, and whatever, unless something's popping out on some film or something we're watching, then we just keep it short and sweet. Yep.
All right, and we're good.
All right. great. Well, thanks, guys. Nothing to say.
Nope.
Wow, that was disappointing.
Good luck on Thursday.
Oh, thank
you. Thanks
for
coming up. And by the way, that was reporter Chris Schatz for the commercial review. So was interviewing Holly at the same time as we were doing our radio. So Kip, quick recap here. Score went like this to the Indians, who won the game 54-27 to improve the record to 16-5. Indians led 16-5 at the end of first. At the first quarter, at halftime, it was 31-17. At the end of three, it was 44-21. And at the end of the game, again, 54-27. Allie Vaughn led the way with 11 points. Kiki Wendell with 8. Val Mullenkamp, 6. Olivia Patch, 5. Willie Rammel, 6. Brooke College, 4. Hope Wendell, 4. And Brenna Holman with 3. And in the JV game, they only played two quarters. Coach Chris Guggenbiller's team improves to 8-11 on the season with a 14-8 win. So that wraps it up. Hopefully all of you come out Thursday night to the Forside Field House to honor our four seniors and also watch a MAC championship, hopefully being won here at the Forside, which has not happened in 30 years. So hopefully you come out and support the Lady Indians and honor those seniors. Neil Spencer, Owen Shane, Darren Sheffer, Brian Patch, good evening.
Broadcast and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.